Hello, everybody. This is the Translation Confessional Podcast.
What is internationalization? Today, we would like to talk about internationalization. Do you know what it is? Considering the name alone, you would think it is all about making something become international, right? Well, yes, and no. In previous episodes, our podcast host Hoffa Lombardino talked about domestication and foreignization in literary translations. We also featured an episode about localization and transcreation. Make sure to check this episode's description for links to these past episodes. However, there is more at play when it comes to internationalization. It's closely related to information technology, actually. In order to dig deeper into this subject, we're featuring yet another article by George Kasheros with TransFX. George's article is great to help both translators and translation clients understand what internationalization means. And, because we've adapted the original article to fit this format, we're leaving a link in this episode's description to his original blog entry.
In my Tools and Technology in Translation class, we dedicate a week to creating a resume and cover letter. I also encourage them to create different resumes for different purposes, depending on their language combination and specialty areas. Considering that, and the fact that it's always good to have a social media presence, I highly recommend that all freelancers create a bio page to direct potential clients to different resources, such as their own professional website, a relevant profile on a job site, maybe some materials they've created to educate clients on what it is that they do. You can pretty much add anything relevant to your career to a bio page to centralize all your important links. I've been using Solo.2 for this very same purpose, and it's great. My bio page is solo.2, that's T-O-2/Hoffa-Translates. Once again, solo.2/Hoffa-Translates. Solo2's interface is pretty clean, and I like how you're able to change the color scheme and make it all visually pleasant. On my Solo2 page, I direct people to my classes at UCSD Extension, the Tools and Technology in Translation book, the learning sessions whose recordings I've made available online, my YouTube channel, and, of course, the Translation Confessional podcast. Use the link in this episode's description to create your own Solo2 bio page and centralize your most important professional links. Now, if you want to take advantage of the premium features Solo2 offers, send me a private message. It can be an email or a DM on social media, and I'll send you an exclusive link for you to get 10% off if you sign up with them within 48 hours. Once you create your Solo2 page, share it with me so I can see what it looks like.
What is internationalization? An article by George Kasheros. The world of localization is full of different terms with different meanings. Newcomers commonly get overwhelmed when asking what is translation, transcreation, localization, internationalization, or globalization. This article is all about making internationalization easier to understand while also helping you tell the difference between these different terms. Well, without any further ado, let us get right into it. What does internationalization mean in the context of information technology? When translating a piece of text, you'll often find that the translation differs in length compared to the original language. Under most circumstances, the length of words and sentences is not an issue, but if you are translating software, an app, or a website, you want to make sure that the translated text is not breaking the user interface, that is, what the user sees, and how they interact with the product. Internationalization is mainly done when developers create a platform while keeping in mind details about language differences, like character length and reading order, from left to right or right to left. Well, that's the first step in the internationalization process, which often includes other details, such as date format, different character sets, currencies, local regulations, and much more, depending on what you are trying to internationalize. Basically, internationalization refers to building and maintaining the code behind a platform in a way that it can work internationally without any issues. Once that work is done, you can then start thinking about localizing your content or product. Why is localization important? The reason why internationalization is important is that, without it, localizing your website would be impossible. Internationalization is the step that lays down the prep work for the localization process. For example, ideally, you would want your application to support multiple languages, so you would need to prepare the code for internationalization. A more sophisticated example is being able to host languages that read from right to left and enabling your application to automatically detect the correct region. Well, without planning for internationalization, you can't have a localized final product. Localization versus internationalization. In contrast to internationalization, localization has more to do with content rather than software engineering. In short, localization is all about taking content and making it more suitable for a specific locale. Hence the name, localization. It's worth keeping in mind that translation is not the same as localization, but rather a part of the process. You usually have the option of localizing various types of content, such as images, videos, campaigns, animations, text, and much more, depending on the product, website, app, or content that you are localizing. Ideally, internationalization comes before localization, so that you'll be able to smoothly localize the final product without any issues. Globalization versus internationalization. Another very common term in this industry is globalization. That is what happens when you expand your product to global markets. This means that internationalization, as well as localization, are both parts of globalization. But do keep in mind that making a product internationally available isn't just a matter of preparing the code and content. Globalization often also requires you to take other things into account, such as the legislation and tax laws in the target country. By the way, did you know that the word internationalization is usually abbreviated as I-18-N? Can you guess why? It's because the word internationalization starts with the letter I, ends with the letter N, and has 18 characters between the first and last letters. That's how internationalization became I-18-N. The same goes for the word localization, which is abbreviated as L-10-N, and the word globalization, which became G-11-N. These abbreviations are very convenient when using hashtags, so you can look them up online and follow discussions on these topics to learn more about different segments in IT translation.
Send us an email at rlombardino@wordawareness.com or leave a voice message on the Translation Confessional Anchor page. If we get enough feedback and voice messages, we can go back to this subject and post a special podcast episode with everyone's opinion on this very same theme. By the way, our Anchor page is anchor.fm/translation-confessional. We look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for weekly episodes and subscribe to Translation Confessional through your favorite podcast app.